the biggest learning curve for us has been the weather. We're used to being wet all winter in the UK, but out here the temperature difference and the snow for 2 months was a good experience for us. It's something that myself and many of the soldiers hadn't experienced before. My name is Captain John Stone. I'm over here as the US Battlegroup Liaison Officer for the British contingent.
So you have a lot of contact not only with the British troops but also with the Americans, with Poles?
Yes, so a large part of my job is the liaison between us, not just the Americans and the Polish, but also the Romanians and Croatians that are out here, and doing that connection piece at a battlegroup HQ level.
Mm-hmm. So you have a little, I can say, wider perspective for what you are going, what you are doing here, what's going on. So can you say from your perspective, or in fact British Army perspective, how it looks and what you are doing here?
So our role out here is ultimately reassurance of the local population. We're deployed as part of NATO and their forward presence. And in that, the idea is we're here to deter foreign aggression and ultimately defend, if necessary, the area we're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's a little complicated when you have, you know, a lot of different forces with some, you know, differences in all areas except what is common for the NATO. So is it complicated to work, you know, like a connection between those nations, those armies?
So no doubt there are some difficulties there. The ultimate one being the language barrier. It's easy for me speaking English, but for our partners, a lot of the time they have to speak English for us and the Americans in our battlegroup context. And initially there was some frictions there with the way we use tactics. But we did a lot of joint exercises early on in our time out here. What we've learned ultimately is we work very similarly. So we even though we might speak a slightly different language, have different acronyms in what we're doing, the way we do business is fairly similar. And those frictions were pretty easily pushed aside, and we've worked really well together since.
Mm-hmm. So in fact, I think a big part of this, what you are doing here, is, you know, finding the common ground with the other armies and finding what you are doing similar or what you are doing different.
Yeah, so there has been a lot of common ground found, but we've also found tactically there's been some things that we've learned, especially in the urban environment, the Croatians, from a battlegroup perspective, planning ways from the Americans, and ultimately firepower from the Polish. And we've learned a lot tactically from that. I'd like to think that some of our tactics and SOPs have been, or standing operating procedures, have been taken on from our partners as well. And that joint training just makes us stronger as a unit, as NATO.
Mm-hmm. And did you serve in other places, in other contingents of British Army?
Yeah, so I've been within the infantry of the British Army the whole time. But within the Army, I've done NATO deployment in Macedonia or North Macedonia, and deployed before to Poland as part of Steadfast Defender, and also to Africa and the Middle East. So it's quite a lot of experience that hopefully we can bring to the other partners out here as well.
So for me, the obvious question is, what are, you know, main difference, or what was, I don't want to say a problem, but a new thing for you in Poland, maybe first time, maybe now?
So due to the time we've been deployed out here, the biggest learning curve for us has been the weather. We're used to being wet all winter in the UK, but out here the temperature difference and the snow for 2 months was a good experience for us. It's something that myself and many of the soldiers hadn't experienced before. So we have the kit to deal with it. We know the lessons from past, but to actually put that into practice was a really good learning curve. And it did finally feel wintry, which was lovely.
Yeah, so a lot of snow and a lot of very cold weather.
Yes, yeah, exactly. but it didn't deter us. We got some good training done in that time. And yeah, it's just a different experience, which is all valuable for our future.
Yeah, but I know it's not easy, especially with your vehicles, which are not the perfect, you know, design for cold weather.
Yeah, you could say that, but the kit and equipment that we're issued counteracts that. So the situational awareness gain from our vehicles is actually not lost from the weather, which is something we found out to be our advantage when we deployed up to Estonia for an exercise against our British counterparts.
Okay, so the last question, I think, do you think you will come back or do you want to come back to Poland?
Yeah, it's been a fantastic experience out here. This has been, without doubt, the best deployment I've done so far. We've had some really good training alongside our NATO partners, but also alongside that, I've got to experience Poland. We've done trips down to Warsaw, Gdansk, and elsewhere in the region, learned a lot about the history, met the Polish people, and it's been a fantastic experience. So I'll gladly be back to Poland.
Thank you. So I hope we'll meet again.
Yeah, I'd gladly.
Okay, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dziękuję również Państwu. Oczywiście zapraszam do oglądania innych materiałów i do czytania portalu obronnego. Dziękuję.